tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You were feeling it.
We had a little duet going on over here.
I was like in my own zone.
In the zone. I feel like because we're sitting down. I know. All we can really do is bow. I hope you guys are joining us out there. Welcome to this week's Reclap of Dance Moms. We are so glad you guys joined us. I'm JJ Snyder. I'm your host today. Candace Camacho is off on a vacation, so. Yeah,
a little vacay.
A little fam time.
Hope you're enjoying yourself, my love.
Hello.
Well, I am joined tonight by Christy and Tony, and we are here to discuss Season 5, Episode 14, Hollywood Round 2. Hollywood swinging! So if you are watching us on YouTube, thank you so much. Please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to what we're doing here. Thank you for listening on iTunes or SoundCloud as well. You can interact with me on Twitter and Instagram at J2Snyder. Yes. And got a couple of people next to me you can also shout out to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, hey, everybody.
Christy.
Tweet me up. Y'all are doing it anyway, and I like it. Keep it coming at Christy Reports.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here. You can find me. I'm Tony Moore, by the way. And you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all social media platforms.
They know who you are.
Yay. It's our second week officially with Tony back.
Yes.
If you guys haven't seen the episode last week, Tony came back from Australia.
I did.
Lots of juicy tidbits.
With lots of stories.
No, it was so different. I can't say anything.
Okay, so now that it's been a while and that you're back in the U.S., because it's always kind of different coming back to another country, do you have any new thoughts like this week now that's all sunk in your Dance Moms Down Under experience?
You know, I will say this. After being in Australia and hanging with the girls and the moms and everything like that and seeing how the show is filmed, I have a different perspective on the show. So now watching the show, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Because I kind of know them a little bit more now. So I kind of look at them and I go, okay.
Like, you wouldn't say that.
Well, not that they wouldn't say that, but it's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, it's almost as if you guys were on a reality show and now, and I had to review it. I'd be like, but you kind of know them. It's like it's like seeing a friend on there and being like, it's weird.
It's probably just hard to be.
I can't put it into words, but it's just weird. It's weird, and it's different. It's a totally different perspective.
Well, now you've moved past just being an audience member, and you're kind of like,
You know, you've watched your favorite show and then you're starting to meet the actors and interact with them a little more. You start seeing the show a little bit differently because you know them.
Yeah. And you're
not
like,
that they're actors.
Yeah. She's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She likes dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so behind the scenes.
So it's quite interesting. I cannot wait until they get to those episodes.
All right. Well, speaking of episodes, this episode, Hollywood Round 2. And then did you guys notice they go ding, ding, and it was like a fight bell.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Round 2.
Round two. Yep.
I did not catch that.
Yeah. Which is usually very fitting. And yet, I thought we kind of had a relatively drama-free episode.
I thought this episode was nice and mellow. It was just certain little things that I'm sure we're going to pick up. But it wasn't the usual, like, moments, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think we're good.
There's a lot of positivity flowing. Abby was in a good mood.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think maybe after that whole ear comment last week, the producers, you know, wanted to rein it in and give us just a little bit of peace.
Pull her back a little bit.
You know, I'm just going to take a second and talk about that ear comment.
Let's talk about it.
Just because we had a lot of fans that you know, thought we were, you know, cheering on the comment and everything.
Yep.
And
that's probably me, huh?
It's not that. You have to understand that in this business, you know, this industry that we're in, you're going to have people who are going to tell you, you should change your hair this color, you should do this, you should do that, in order for you to be the best that you can be, mm-hmm. moving into the industry. Was it right for Abby to say that to a child? No. But that's just Abby. Abby is the one that's mm-hmm. going to tell you, why do you have that color shirt on? I think you should change. Change it.
I do need a spray tan with this. I mean, it's true.
And I mean, that's just, and I'm not pro Abby or anything like that, but some people are just blunt like that. Like mm-hmm. my fifth grade teacher, who was very blunt with me, who said,
You're never going to be a singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should stick to acting. Yeah. Should you say that to a child? No. But that's just how someone is. So, you know, it was inappropriate, but that's something that she's probably going to have to get used to mm-hmm. because I guarantee you when she gets older and she's auditioning as a dancer, someone's going to nitpick
someone else's flirt
about her.
Yeah.
And you have to just have a thick skin and say, nope, I'm good at how I am, or I'll take that tip and change my hair color or pin my ears back like my friend did. And you just do it to benefit your career.
For yeah, sure. And I just want to add to that, too, because I wrote to a lot of people mm-hmm. on the message boards and stuff. And, I think by us explaining that we've all heard things like that, I've been told, I can make a list of the things that I've been told, you know, to change or...
I bet I can make a longer list.
To alter. Oh, come on. You remember.
Yeah,
for sure.
But also... In my opinion, it just was the way it was said that was so bothersome. You could, you know, step aside with a girl and her mom and give her that piece of advice.
Yeah.
But Abby chose to do it in a really mean way.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of what is bothering everybody so much as well.
But. And we are reviewing what you guys are saying in the chat room. And mm-hmm. I do agree with Joseph Boza, who says, I think Abby was cranky because she lost to Kathy.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. That was probably a big part
of
it.
That's
and
a good point.
They were egging her on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I won't repeat my rant because I said my piece last week and apparently you guys didn't agree with me. But I would like to ask Tony if you had any experiences like that with Abby when you were on tour.
Did she tell you to change something?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Can you tell us, please?
Yeah, so there were times where we would show up, I would show up to the venue to host, and Abby would always look me up and down, and she would either go, I like that outfit, that's good. And then it would be followed by, but, you know, I maybe would have done this different, or I would have worn maybe this color shirt if you had it. There was always sometimes a but. There were a few times where it was like, I like this. But, like, one outfit I wore, she was like, I don't know what you had on yesterday, but you should have had on this. And you just kind of look at her and you go, okay, Abby. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't trying to be mean, but she's just that person that can look at you and say,
wow,
maybe you should try this.
Yeah.
You know, she's that person. So it didn't hurt my feelings because I looked at her and I said, well, I wore what I wore and I liked it and we're moving on. What do you need done today?
Oh, you have a little moment.
I like that. You know what? Just for the record, Abby Lee can give me any advice she wants. I would be glad to take it. I feel like she's more of a manager at this point.
She's a very meticulous woman.
Mm-hmm. Very, you got that eye.
Yeah, yeah. Very, a lot of attention to detail. I'm reading now this. Mm-hmm. Rister 21 says, you guys defended Abby with the ear, yet you bashed Kathy for commenting on Kendall's arms. Why didn't you do the same with Kathy?
Yes, I would like to address that because I was very hard on Kathy. That was the week before, okay? And we didn't know that Abby was going to say what she said, okay?
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of Abby being a manager and a very specific, determined, successful one at that, this was a big week for Nia and Kendall and their music careers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a through line through the whole episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, we're back in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo!
Yep.
And, I mean, the pressure's on because it didn't go so well. It was a really dramatic time the last time they were here. Mm-hmm. That whole, you know, stepping off the set of the music video, and then they lost, and you know how Abby hates to lose.
Yes.
So so we open up with them back at the Third Street Dance Studio.
Love Third Street Dance Studio.
I see it in all reality shows now.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the one.
Yep, that's
one.
It. Yeah, yeah, that's where a lot of reality shows are filmed there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I Googled it to see where it is.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, but it's right in the center of L.A. by a big mall, by Cedar Sinai. And
like where the Grove and all that.
A little bit further up by... Yeah. Beverly Connection.
Yeah. Oh, Beverly.
Yeah. But it's there. It's out there. Made me want to go there. Maybe I'll try to go there this week and get you guys.
Take a photo.
But they're all back, and they said, oh, it feels like we were just here, that we didn't left. And we have a really cute picture in that moment when they all were arriving at the studio of Mackenzie. Did you guys catch that little comment? They said that Mackenzie had been going around with Abby looking for studio spaces.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so how long have we been in L.A.?
It was horrible.
And where's Melissa? And
That was super cute. Did you find the studio? Because I thought last week you were going to go
No, by. I failed at my mission. I did not find the new studio space that Abby bought that you told me is right by the post office.
Yes.
But I am going to attempt to do that this week.
Okay.
Yes.
It's right by where they're Dancing with the Stars people performing. You know, you can find that on the internet.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Yep.
Scooping up that info.
So
okay. All right. So the girls, they go into the studio and there is, so we're here for the New York Dance Experience.
Yes.
So I believe they have two or three days to rehearse.
As usual.
Okay.
And it's up in Anaheim. Well, that's far. That's up by Disney.
That is a ways.
Yes.
It's
like a 2-hour drive from where we're at.
So there's a lot of talk right away about Kendall and Nia and kind of this management contract with Kendall and Jill. Jill's concerned because she wants to make sure that she has a contract going forward with Abby, that Abby's going to represent Kendall in the right way, musically. this is interesting, isn't it? Because now they're branching off from, you know, just the dance company, and it's really like full-fledged management. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think Jill should just proceed and trust Abby, or?
I'm always shocked by how unsavvy these mothers are with the show business stuff. I mean, this show is in its fifth season. Their daughters are huge stars. They're huge stars. I can't believe that they don't know some of the things they don't know. Like specifically when Melissa just signed the contract without Abby being there at the Maddie B video. Stuff like that. They really don't seem to understand how Hollywood works. And who gives a crap about a contract? You're be happy that your child is getting the opportunities that they are. You probably know this. Sometimes maybe you're walking into and you're already starting to work before the contract is ready to be signed.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon at all in Hollywood. And it doesn't really matter as long as someone's making your child a music video. The other thing that I was bothered by was that she wanted this contract because she thought in some way she would be able to finagle some creative control in this contract, which... Unless she is a music video producer that we don't know about, or a music producer, or she's a talent manager, and we just are in the dark about it, she has no business having any creative control line.
Well, I think with that, as a mother, you want to make sure that your child is represented in the best light, because Kendall is still
a child. But normally, the mother of any other star, or actor, or singer, or anything that a child is doing, a mother wouldn't have say.
I feel like there have been some momagers.
I think when the talent is under 18,
who've had some sort of say as like, you know, okay, we can't do this. You know, my child's not doing this, because I don't know what mom would just allow strangers, essentially. I mean, you build a relationship, but you know, that's just like if I started managing you, you know.
Right.
Even though you have a trust, you still want to make sure that I'm representing you in the best way.
Well, then Jill better learn how to be a manager and be Kendall's manager then, if she wants say in it.
Well, and I think, you know, you mentioned the word trust, and I think this whole thing really was about trust, right? I don't know if it was Jill really concerned about how much money is going to be made from the video, how much am I going to get? Was it more about creative control, or was it more just a matter of having cold feet after having come off the music video the last time they were in LA and everything kind of melted down? And I think the thing we keep hearing is, I want to make sure she has my daughter's interests, you know, at heart.
Yeah. I Okay.
Just not how it works, Jill. Sorry to say.
Can I ask you guys this?
What?
Do you guys do hosting stuff like outside of that involves some sort of payment? Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever get a little worried when there's not a contract involved?
No.
You don't?
No. You pay to work. You work to pay. Half the time you're not getting paid. Nobody cares if you get paid. See, being in this business is not about making money. People who are in this business know that.
Right.
It's been a total
variety. Maybe you should, maybe I should be, but I don't know.
Yeah.
No. If you're getting
totally
work, if you're getting an opportunity, you take that. Because what are you going to do? Turn down the opportunity because there's not a contract or because you don't like something in the contract or you can't negotiate the contract to your liking? That's...
For me... And I've recently done this because I've had a hosting thing where you kind of go to it and you think you're going to be paid a certain amount and it doesn't happen. And,
right.
You know, a lot of times I'm more than happy just because I'm doing a gig, but I always feel like a contract is good because it just lays out what they expect of me, what I expect from them. And so it's like a piece of paper that says we have this understanding. We've both read it. We've both signed it. We won't deviate from it.
Right.
Like nothing should change from it. So for me, sometimes having that contract just says, okay, like I'm good, you know, like I know what's, it's like I know what's going on, you know, because there's this piece of paper that we both signed that says this is good.
Right.
But I also see sometimes where, you know, you just trust in that person and you just believe, okay, you're going to do what you say that you're going to do. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do and we'll have that mutual understanding. But that mutual understanding sometimes doesn't hold up during judge duty. So sometimes you want to make sure that there's
judge
just something.
Judy.
There's I love her too. So I don't know. I get where Jill is coming from. A little worried about, you know, just knowing who's responsible for what, you know, and what's happening, you know, in order to move forward with Kindle. And I kind of get the pressure from Holly of, you know, you want that. You know, you want to make sure you know
that's
what's
where
going
it's
on.
Coming from.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like a little voice in Jill's head.
Yeah.
And the thing you guys know, like, just take what's happened with Maddie and these Sia videos. Like, I think as things really start to explode and these girls' success, I mean, the show in itself is such a huge success, but then... I mean, we're talking about real numbers. I mean, someone's making some money. If Nia's got an album coming out, there's, you know, money to be made. So I can see how when you get up on the level that they're at, then you do want to be aware of the contract.
Yeah.
Right?
That's important. It's important.
Yeah. But in Abby's word, my attorney is spread really thin, she said to Jill. So you just trust in me. I think she's just kind of messing with her.
They're dodging lawsuits and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, should we talk about the pyramid?
Let's talk about the pyramid.
Okay, let's bring it on. Who is at the bottom this week?
Lil' Kenzie.
Oh, how come?
Lil' Kenzie's in the bottom.
I think she's being punished for being beaten last week by JoJo. Sort of. I mean... And, oh, Abby says, your tuck is terrible.
Yeah. Maybe she feels like that's what lost her the competition. Was that?
Did you think that her tuck was terrible when they re-showed
it? Listen, I can't do a tuck, so I don't even know what to look for, but I can barely do a cartwheel. I'm a 6'2" guy with a whole lot of weight. Not trying to get this over my head. Just saying. Just saying.
I love it. All right, so moving to the second level of the pyramid, we have the three gals. Kendall, Kehlani, and Nia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they didn't win.
They were in the group and they didn't win. I always feel like Nia's in the same spot.
Right there in the middle.
Same spot on the pyramid. But okay.
At least she's in good company this time.
She wasn't on the bottom.
She put them all, but what I like is she put them all on the same playing field. So that was good.
Yeah.
I still liked that group number last week, but... That's all right.
I liked it too, but Mackenzie was right that it wasn't the kind of number you put up against a lyrical with the dancers like Kathy.
That it was entertaining. Actually, we just had a photo.
We have a photo about that.
Yeah, she said it was just
Kenzie
just
said
more for entertainment.
She went out on a limb and she said, "Yeah, I think that." Was she talking about the number or the dance?
The
whole competition.
Number. No, the group
when
number.
Kenzie said that. Okay,
yeah.
It was more for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for competition.
For competition.
Yeah.
Who bit their nails when she said that?
I did.
Oh my god! No, she's gonna I was like, the little one talks back.
After last week, how Abby kind of ripped into her a little bit, which we don't see often. I thought,
And then Abby pauses.
And there is that moment of, and then Abby's like, you're
touché.
Right.
Touché. Touché.
And then you see Maddie kind of go, give me some on that.
Yeah!
I like that sister bond that they had. I like that Mackenzie was just kind of like, listen, we didn't win, though. No. But that number, that was just for entertainment. Mm-hmm. We weren't trying to win with that.
She's sassy, I feel
like. She's sassy. That little Kinsey, she's a sassy one.
Well, last week was all, her episode. So maybe it gave her a chance to move into herself. Okay, but exciting on the top, JoJo for the first time.
Yes.
Yay.
But I didn't know how I felt when she had to share with Maddie.
Yeah.
I felt like, the pyramid is based on what you did during the competition, mm-hmm. and Maddie was away. And a lot of times when people are not, or when they can't perform during the competition, they're at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So I would have thought that Maddie would have been at the bottom because she wasn't there for the competition, but gotten the congratulations for not being at the competition for being in a sea of performance.
I understood it. I would like to let JoJo just have her moment because mm-hmm. I love JoJo and she did so fantastic last week.
She did.
Blew us away.
Fancy.
But if they're all working towards what Maddie was doing that week, which is going and performing on a national TV show, mm-hmm. I think she definitely does have to be recognized. Like, yeah, you're the top dog if you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They don't get to just be at the top of the pyramid. They're still falling behind her quite a bit.
Yeah.
So I guess I would have liked to see JoJo up there by herself, but I understood it.
For as, mean as I think Abby can be, she is pretty consistent in that way.
Mm-hmm.
She's just continues to make it clear. Maddie is representing the Abby Lee Dance Company.
Yeah.
She is on SNL. She is in a Sia video, so she's consistent about it. But yeah, she did kind of give JoJo another little knockdown when she said that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then moving on, we get the dances for the week, guys. And Nia and Kendall get solos.
Yay! Which was a big shocker because last time they both had solos, which was only a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Abby was saying, if you guys don't win, there's going to be no more solos. And they didn't win. And now here they are getting solos.
I would have to think that a lot of people are starting to feel kind of the upswing of Nia because in the last few weeks, there's been like Nia was really picked on, frankly. And I feel like things are kind of opening up for her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah, for
right
Nia?
Now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, in the way that she's being treated, she's starting to be given better choreography. I can't wait to get to her solo when we talk about it. But, so this week's solo's never new. But I feel like, she's just, things are going her way a little bit more.
Yeah.
She needed a confidence boost.
Yeah.
And knowing that she's going to be recording a music video and has a chance to be a pop star, I think that's boding well for her.
Mm-hmm. And her mom's not fighting with Abby as much.
Yeah. Which we know bothers these girls more than it bothers anyone else.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother Abby or the moms.
Right.
But the daughters get bothered for sure when that stuff is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how these little girls take it, how they can stay so, amazingly stone-faced.
They are.
Can you give us some insight on that? Seriously.
They are very self-aware. So they know how crazy their moms are. So I think they're just kind of immune to it. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of laugh at it.
What about
they're just used to it by now.
How do they handle criticism so well without being upset by it? Because they just know that's part of what being on the show means?
I think so, but I think, also they have their moments like we all do.
You know,
even we've gotten upset when we've seen stuff written about us and we just want to go, and we have.
That's true.
But there are times where you just kind of go.
So be
nice. Yeah. There are times where you just kind of go, meh. You just kind of keep going.
Yeah.
You okay with it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They all have so much going on, too, at this point. I think, children are very, very good, especially even young adults, are very good at focusing on the positive and being like, yay, I got to do this, or this was fun, or I have this to look forward to, instead of, as adults, I think we all get a little bit more focused on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I kind of wish, I like their childish spirit.
Yeah.
They can
Maybe we can learn something from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Like, we get obsessed with things and kids are a little more resilient.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that. Group number, Together We Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lyrical. Back to a lyrical.
Well, yeah. They're going back to what they know.
We're playing to win this week, people.
We're not here to entertain this week, people.
No.
We are here to win because it sets the bar for the ALDCLA.
Yeah.
That's a lot of letters.
And you pulled them.
ALDCLA. ABCD123.
Woo! That's beautiful. And there was a lot of talk about that, this upcoming studio. And I thought it was so interesting in this episode how Abby threw in the topic of money.
Yes.
And her investment in these kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
She is very, she's very giving when it comes to the kids. And a lot of times she buys them clothes. She gets them stuff. So she's very giving, in that way. So,
do you think she considers these girls the closest thing to having her own children?
Mm-hmm.
Does she look at them that way?
In my opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
This is her family, you know, so you just kind of take care of your family, you know, and I think she's so integrated in them that that's her family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And, you know, she's literally, like, putting her money where her mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
These
girls
get a lot of criticism from her. She is very hard on them.
Yeah.
But she is willing to say, hey, I think you have the talent. I'm going to put $57,000 behind you this month so that you can shoot a music video because I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, what better vote of confidence than that?
And,
you know, I would take a music video over, like, a good job any day.
Yeah. And when you guys see the video, in your mind, you're going to... Because I did that when I saw the premiere of the video. I was looking at certain shots and certain stuff, and I was just like...
Doing the math?
Who paid for that? Because that had to cost this much, and it's not... this is a lot.
Helicopters and stuff?
Yeah.
The airport hangar?
Yes. Like, that had to cost, you know, a good amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, that was, and it kind of gave me an interesting perspective because I think it's easy to just think of Abby as like a teacher and she wants to win because she wants to win, but the reality is there's a whole financial aspect to all of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we know she's struggled with that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple special guests this week on the show. We had... Mikey, the director of Nia's video.
And
I love him.
Yeah.
I miss seeing him on reality TV. I was a huge fan of The Search for the Next Pussycat Doll, which some of our younger viewers, it was a few years ago. If you haven't seen it, go YouTube it. Really great show.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just always love seeing him. He has so much personality. And he really is this kind of like creative genius as far as choreography and all that goes, right?
Yeah.
So when you see him, you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He definitely, I loved the way he talked. I don't know him like you do. But I was like, okay, this guy's creative. And after seeing that tease of Nia that you brought, I think that you were there for, Nia singing on stage in Australia.
Yes.
And when I could just see, like, when all the elements were together, the music, the movement, the costumes, the hair.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it's all part of it. And so it made me excited for...
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen, there's been a few photos on Instagram and stuff from when Nia did record the video.
Mm-hmm.
And she is rocking crazy outfit, hair. I mean, like, if we were calling her baby Beyonce last week, I think in the video, she's just going to be the new Beyonce.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Have you seen?
I haven't seen her video.
Okay.
I haven't seen that. I saw her perform live, though, but I haven't seen the video. I've only seen snippets of it.
Okay.
But it's very interesting and very creative.
And he mentioned that, so Holly was so happy, I feel like, during that conversation. I mean, she was stimulated, you could tell, like, creatively. She was like, yeah.
And I feel like that's just because it's like, they feel like they're not waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nia has a dream and a purpose too, just like everyone else does. And it's one of those things where you don't want to sit and watch everyone else, you know, accomplish things. Like, if it's out there, go get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we have AfterBuzz. That's why we have, you know, avenues, because we're saying we're not waiting for Hollywood to, you know, book us. We're going to create ourselves and have Hollywood come to us.
Yeah.
And we do.
I like it.
And we do.
Well, you know, what kind of goes along with all that is I was wondering as he was talking about Katy Perry's hairstylist and Janet Jackson's makeup artist, I thought, so if Abby isn't footing the bill on this, is Holly? She must be. Right? We're not really sure.
Or,
I mean, there's a million ways a deal could be done. Or is Mikey, like, hiring these people and
maybe
but he gets
the money.
Or the show, or...
Could very well be. Yeah, the show, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, right. Whoever it is has got to have some deep pockets, because it sounds like it's going to be quite the production.
It's also L.A.
Yeah.
And when you do a project, you know, especially on reality TV. You pull in
your friends. Mm-hmm.
And it's always nice to say, this is Mikey Menden, who has worked with Usher and the Pussycat Dolls. All that sounds great. When you hear the makeup artist has worked on Janet Jackson. Now, granted, they could have done a Janet Jackson video, but still, it was the same thing.
Not to discredit
the makeup artist, but it just sounds better.
Right.
You know, this person works on Katy Perry's hair. You know, they might have just colored it, but they worked on the hair. You know what I mean?
They might have just been really like good. third assistant hair person and given her one shot of hot hairspray. Or they may have totally conceptualized her style and brought, like, there is creative possibility that we're going to see Nia transformed.
Yeah.
And that's exciting.
I just can't wait to see the making of these videos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Because you know the girls are going to be so excited. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll realize, or I'm starting to realize, really, how much talent they all have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they can all do a lot more than just go out there and dance a lyrical dance.
And there was a comment, it was earlier,
and
I don't know who said it, but I did see it, so I'm going to mention
it
now.
Probably Rister21.
They said that they think that the girls should just stick to dancing. But I feel like when you're young, you should be able to explore all different avenues and see what sticks.
Hold on, though. Have you seen Nia performing on stage in Australia? Because the thing to me is, you might have somebody like Maddie, okay? Mm-hmm. To whoever that made that comment, you might have someone like Maddie, who clearly, she is amazing.
Yeah.
She's probably the top lyrical dancer, okay? Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Great. At any competition, and certainly in Abbey Lee. Okay.
Yes.
But then you have someone like JoJo. She's never going to beat Maddie in a lyrical.
Right.
Okay? But JoJo could probably have her own sitcom.
Right.
So, give these people a chance to find their venue.
Find their way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
There's something about JoJo that just makes you, zone in on her.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it factor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it is, but when they walk out on stage, you're just like, I'm interested in what you're about to do.
It's personality.
Smile.
Yeah. Personality.
That's all I know.
Personality.
No words.
Now we're going to do a kick.
Well, you know, I think when we're looking back in this in 5-10 years, Nia Sue is going to be seen as an actress and a singer, and people are going to be like, oh yeah, remember when she was a dancer? She's on that dance show. You know what I mean? I think this is just it's just the beginning for all of that.
Yeah.
And hey, listen, I recorded a music video once, and
Did you really sing?
I can't sing or dance or do any of that stuff. Yeah. It was a fun little parody. You guys can check it out on my YouTube channel.
What was it?
It was a parody. It's called She Crest.
She Crest?
Yeah.
Can we find...
Can
we do a search and find that video, She Crest?
We are definitely pulling up.
I trust our viewers to check it out themselves.
But my point is,
I know that I should stick to hosting, for sure.
I was in a music video. I was a kind of a background dancer, and I juggled, and I juggle.
That's awesome.
And this is all I remember from the music video. It was a really long day, and they wanted to make me look rockerish, and so they put black eyeliner on me, but they kept reapplying the black eyeliner all day, and I didn't have the nerve to speak up and go, my eyes are killing me, you're killing me, like with this black eyeliner, because the pencil was scrapey. Do you guys know how that is?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my music video.
P.S. Rister21 said it was not them. Not them.
All right.
I'm looking.
Okay, so, alright, so we've talked about Nia's video, and we don't know exactly when she's going to shoot it in their trip to LA, but we know it's kind of coming up.
Going to happen.
Yes. Okay, and then this whole interesting acting workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Demi Lovato's sister, Dallas Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
All 25 years old, or however the heck old she is.
Is she?
Yeah.
She came to give the girls an acting workshop, which I thought was potentially very useful.
Yes.
And really interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that when, like we just said, when you are young and you're trying to find your way and see what sticks, It's good to have acting chops as well. I mean, these girls are on. Look at Maddie. Maddie was just on Austin and Ally. So these opportunities may come up, and when they do, you want to be ready for it. You know. So I think taking this acting class and workshop, that was a good stepping stone for them. And I personally think some of them have acting ability too, from what I saw.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, thank you, Kendall, for your character, because I had no... When she said that word, I was like, first of all, how do you know it?
Secondly, yes.
What is it? Thirdly, I need to consult either. Webster.
What was it? Do we know it?
Do we have it pulled up?
I didn't write it down.
Uh-oh.
Can someone on the message boards tell us?
I'll see if I can find
Kendall's character that she pulled up.
It was Katniss.
Katniss.
Thank you.
What is Katniss?
What is it?
It's from that movie that everyone goes crazy about, the series of movies. It's like a trilogy. Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games.
I haven't seen any of the movies.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
I just dated myself.
Could she have played like a little old lady? Mm. Or could she have played like, you know, a diva? Or could she have played like a cat?
I'm a nerd.
Well, Katniss, I think, is a very like girl power, like, I don't know if she wins
feminist.
The game. I don't know. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And actually, once she said it, I was like, oh, you kind of have that look. And yeah, she could definitely play like a young Katniss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, you know, it was a little bit problematic to have anyone who has, you know, taken an improv class or been in an acting class. It's a little bit hard to have people do an exercise, which is really supposed to be sort of for exploration. I mean, these girls kind of got thrown into it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a little bit abrupt then to critique them.
Yeah.
Because it's not so much about this is what you could have done better. It's sort of more like, okay, so that's what's what improv's like. That's what imagining what a character is like. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been the more nurturing way to go about it. But it's Dan's mom, so there's a critique.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, they all did, you know, a fairly good job.
Mm-hmm. But
JoJo busted out some Korean. I was like, dang, girl, what school is she going to that they're teaching her Korean?
We had Spanish
in my town. Español. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. She was definitely going for it. JoJo was very confident. Do you remember? She had a really funny quote. She was like, I'm going to do great at this.
Yeah.
Improv.
She did a little finger snap.
Mm-hmm.
And they, Dallas asked Maddie if she was tired.
Was tired. Yeah.
And I like what Joseph is saying. He said she probably had to fly across country after working on SNL.
Oh,
so,
yes.
And I mean, their schedules are kind of tight like that, you know, where they're doing a lot of stuff. So.
Wouldn't you guys just love it if, I mean, because Maddie, we've talked about this, what her schedule must be like. Wouldn't you just love it if she just totally melted down and just like, am I tired? Yeah, I'm tired.
Wouldn't
that be great?
Where she's like, am I tired? Am I tired? Yeah. Of course I'm tired. I work with Sia. I have to deal with
Abby.
I have solos. I have a competition.
And then
of course I'm tired.
And then you're going to make me do this lyrical?
Oh, but what a great moment that would have been if she had used that to do this like big dramatic monologue and then somehow ended it to where they were just like, and then she was like, and scene.
Yeah, like you
missed
are a great
opportunity.
Actress.
Missed opportunity.
Totally.
Oh, Maddie.
But they definitely were kind of trying to poke at Maddie for not being as strong in the improv.
Well, you know, I wonder if it was too. She's getting all these crazy opportunities and she's doing all this fabulous stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if, you know, an acting class with Dallas Lovato, another shoot for your reality show, doesn't really seem like something you're going to open your eyes wide for and get that excited about. You know, it almost read more to me as like, yeah, I am a little tired and I'm not going to bother acting like I'm not for this.
Yeah.
You know?
But you always
not,
have to
not
be ready.
Maddie is very, she's a nice little girl. She's not snotty or anything
lovely.
Like that in that way. But I sort of just read it as like, I
but
could
you
care
never
less
know.
About this.
You never know. Who knows who? That's and what
true.
Happens? Dallas could have went home and Demi could have been like, yo, girl, Disney is looking for new. Well, I just worked with all the girls from Disney.
That's
you
true.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to be on point every time. Even here. Like, we have to be on point because people watch our shows and people get cast on or brought in for auditions based on the shows that they do here. So you have to be on it.
Mm-hmm. No pressure, JJ.
Someone did on the comments say that you are, I believe it was, sizzling hot and smart.
Oh,
or
what?
Something of that nature.
So, thank you. Wow, thanks, you guys. That's very kind. Okay, let's go right to the dance competition.
All right.
Let's go there.
Because
let's get in the car and drive to Anaheim.
Yeah.
New York Dance Experience in Anaheim, California. So this was cool. So we saw Nia go on first.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of her number?
I thought overall it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel like there was something missing in her performance, and there was just this this connection to the song and to the words and the musicality of everything. I think there's a certain mood that could have been invoked with the piece, and I think there was just a big disconnect with that. And I agree with the judge. I can't remember exactly what he said. I'm sorry, but I felt like we were in tune. That, like, you know, if she had just pulled that little extra out, that it would have made her solo that much better.
Mm-hmm. And one of the critiques, too, was that she's such a powerful dancer, and she needs moments of softness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that was exactly what I was thinking, too, watching it. It's like, you are mesmerized, and she is so powerful, and that worked really well. But this dance could have been it was kind of sultry a little bit, and I wonder if maybe she wasn't super comfortable with that, or that it just wasn't appropriate for someone of her age to take it to the level that the music and the choreography, I think, kind of required.
I loved the music.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really, really nice music. I just really felt the song. I think having a good song is, like, really part of the battle, and I liked it. But speaking of sultry, so her final look over the shoulders.
Yes. Over the shoulder, and it was so
slow.
It was just like this, and she was kind of
and she
peering.
Waited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
job
that
on
was
that
good.
Look, Nia.
That was good.
I'm
that
telling
was good.
You, every week she looks more and more like an actress who's dancing than just a great dancer who's performing.
Nia Sue in the chat room has asked me a few times to tell you guys more about Holly and Nia in Australia. I cannot do that until the Australian episodes come up.
So, but you will.
But I will. But I can't do that now. We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Trust me, we've been asking him too.
Yes.
We're on it.
Okay, I liked her solo as well. I mean, I think it was like a really good direction for her to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's really interesting when they have good judges who can not just make more eye contact. Yes, that's always, connect with the audience. That's kind of generic. But I felt like these guys had some really, really good advice. And I think it was something about Nia put a little more flow. Like when she walked out, she was more graceful. And then, we know with her, they kind of do think she's strong. So they give her more angles. But like find those moments where you can show both.
Yeah, because those first 10 seconds when she walked out there kind of blew me away a little bit. I was like, oh, get ready for this. And she just went right into it. It was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Okay, so then we saw Kendall. Speaking of those first moments, we saw Kendall backstage. When they have the cameras right on them backstage, I'm always, like, nervous for them.
Yeah.
They're like, here you go, no pressure.
I like
that's
to see their little rituals.
Are.
What are they? Is there a
that's
thing
where,
like a,
what always are?
The cameras.
They're always backstage.
Like backstage.
Oh, just
filming the backstage
waiting.
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I love that I'm able to give insight to it now.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay, so what they show the girls, do they do something where they like kiss their hands and they kiss the floor and there's like some kind of movement downward? Did you see this ritual?
I saw that.
I did.
Yeah.
You
with
know,
Kendall, right?
It's, yeah.
It's kind of like, when you're teammates, you have your thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's their thing. And I've definitely seen them do the shakes that they do, like right before they all go on together. They all, just kind of, shake the nerves
off.
Shake it off.
Yeah. Shake it off.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
So, everyone has their thing. So, yeah.
We should have a thing before we do our after.
Hey, we clap. We dance.
That's true. What?
Yeah.
We're oozing rituals over here
in
the dance moms after
what
show.
What else do you need?
We got nothing else.
And so, yeah. It's a good clap. It's a good clap.
Yes.
All right. So Nia solo, waiting because, or I'm sorry, Kendall. Kendall solo is called waiting.
Yes.
Because she's been kind of waiting. mm-hmm. Abby said, kind of waiting to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, she opened up with some serious turns.
Oh, mm-hmm. Turn sequence was amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Yeah. And it was a great, it was a great solo, mm-hmm. great costume. I thought she danced it beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
The turn sequence was, I don't know, she does it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Did you guys notice that there was on the part of the show, the editors, kind of like an abrupt cut down of this number? Like,
mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. And that was a little frustrating. Like, I kind of wanted to see more of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's why they now do the choreographer's cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they show the actual
full
dancers.
Dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a pretty blatant one. I was like, hey, wait, those words don't go together.
Yeah.
And remind me where I can see the choreographer's cut.
Right before the new episode.
Okay.
Yeah,
think that they've replaced that recently with like a social media cut, but I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. it is still a longer version of the show, but they have mm-hmm. the tweets too. Yeah, if you guys aren't watching those second airings the next week, you're missing stuff.
Yeah, you're missing stuff.
That's a good tip. There's so many things to follow on this show, including our show.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, you know, I wanted to say about Kendall, the same is with Nia. It's like Kendall's finally getting her time to shine, and she's getting a major confidence boost off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like someone, mm-hmm. Abby, acknowledging that she does have faith in Kendall made mm-hmm. her go out there and rock those turns.
It's totally true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're totally right. When you really focus on a kid and you really give them a boost and you give them good, they blossom, and that's what we're seeing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's just skip to the goods, guys, and talk about the group number.
Yay.
Okay, Together We Stand.
Oh, but Jill and Holly mm-hmm. had that whole conversation about the contract thing in between.
I know. Yes. I don't. Do we?
I know. You know
what
I just want to say. I mean, what hello. Holly was all over her about not having a contract, and then Holly didn't have the contract.
Yes.
Oh, it was almost painful to watch. It was like, oh, Holly, you said too much too soon, girl.
I just love that Jill was like, well, you guys were all over my shiz, and well, I'm assuming she said that.
She did.
But here's, you know, Holly and being all hypocritical, and Holly's just like, I trust them.
Yeah.
Don't need a contract.
Jill is putting it out there this season.
She's
laying down the line. I like it.
You know what's good, though? It is good, even though it's like so much drama, it is good that all these moms share information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least they're all kind of helping each other along, even if it's a lot of kind of fighting. Mm-hmm. They're helping learn about the business.
Well, for now, I think we're going to continue to see a major divide happen between these moms.
Oh.
Yeah.
More teams, huh? Tony, any insight?
Oh, I don't know. I know nothing.
Okay, we can move on now.
Okay, so Together We Stand. It was a great number. I loved the falling. There was a lyric about falling down. And everyone fell like in different time. I'm just amazed in these lyrical numbers how all five or six girls can have different timing and pull it off, and it looks so wonderful.
Well, speaking of that, there was one point in the dance where they did say, "Together we stand," and during those exact words, they all did the kick around thing at a different time.
I didn't catch it.
It was supposed to be very on point. It was the one point in the dance where I was like, "Oh, that was so off, ladies!
Really,
ladies, so off." And also, what was the deal with their painted on abs? Did anyone else notice? At least Kendall did. They looked like they were maybe like a few days old, like it was starting to rub off. So it's very light. But yeah, I noticed it on Kendall for sure. And I thought Kalani maybe was rocking a little bit of it too.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
I thought,
you know what?
I wonder. Beard on abs, but.
But you know, those older girls are getting to the point where you're not necessarily like a stick thin, you know, Mackenzie anymore. I mean, you're not a little Mackenzie body anymore. So,
right.
I do think Abby would advise people to do something like that.
She said there was a couple episodes ago. She said, mm-hmm. "Girls, you're showing your songs. Either get down and do 50 sit-ups or paint on the abs."
Oh,
that was a few episodes ago, and I thought of that, and that's why when I saw it, I was like, I guess that's what they're doing now.
Yeah,
That's cool. All right, so let's get to the awards ceremony.
Yeah.
Yes. So Nia got a third place.
Got third.
Yes. Yeah. Holly stood up for her and said, hey, I think my kid did great. And she did.
I thought she did great, too. Yeah.
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 We have that little gal we've seen before with the hair bump got second.
Mm-hmm.
And but our Kendall got first.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay!
Man!
Snaps for Kendall.
Wow. That was cool.
Yeah.
And then the big moment, because I was just like, oh no, Abby's going to be so mad if the group number doesn't win.
And it did. Yay. It did. The group number got first. So welcome to L.A. They are busting doors down. Yeah. Yeah. Is that the welcome to L.A. dance?
Any news and gossip?
I have a couple things. I was just reading here what the fans are saying. Wincy Chung said they've been painting on abs forever now.
Yeah.
He's so over it.
How come I don't notice that?
TNT says a lot of dance studios do that. They were painting on abs since the first episode of season one.
Fake it till you make it.
Oh, you guys are cracking us up. I love it. Rebecca, Anna, Margaret. You guys are great. Pulling it out tonight.
I love it.
Thanks for watching us live.
Yeah.
And now, some news and gossip. Let's see what we have here.
What we got for news and gossip?
What we got? Well, the big one is that we all know there's a lawsuit and there's been assault charges filed against Kelly for the altercation that we did see on the show with Abby. Now, those assault charges have been dismissed.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah. Kelly was required to seek 2 days of counseling and stay away from Abby for 6 months. And the charge will be dropped. The lawsuit with Paige is still in effect, but a judge did say last year that that would be likely to be thrown out.
Okay.
So the likelihood of all this is that it will all pretty much go away. I'm sure everyone paid a lot of money in attorney's fees, and it cost them all a lot of money. And it was all very silly.
Just going to say.
And I'm glad that they can all just be done with it. Because
whoever's Abby's attorney is a fortunate person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's making some money.
Paige and Brooke are doing great, and Christy did tweet and said, "Congratulations to Kelly for having this dropped."
Good.
That it didn't go down the way that we saw it anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're all doing so well. Paige, Brooke, Chloe, the moms, Abby, everyone is doing great. So it's kind of nice, I think, that they can all maybe just move along from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also pre-order Kendall's song, Wear 'Em Out.
Wear 'Em Out, which we heard during this episode.
Oh, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
We did in the awards.
During the awards ceremony.
Yeah. Which was... really exciting for Kendall and Jill, and everybody really celebrated it.
Yeah, and Abby and Kendall and everyone are very adamant online that everyone should go and pre-order it. They want it to be number one, like Mackenzie's song was.
Yes.
So I did it. I don't know if anyone else.
Pre-order.
Get it. And if you guys haven't seen the Elastic Heart parody that's out there, please, a lot of you have tweeted me about it.
Oh, we got to get that on next week, Chris.
Whether you love, hate, whatever you are here to do, you have to see that video. You will have an opinion about it. You will probably laugh or you will hate it. But either way, Google Elastic Heart parody.
Yes.
Just do yourself a favor. It's good stuff. There was a deleted scene, too, that Lifetime has released on YouTube of Kira. It was the Kathy moms reading something that Kira had written where Kira was saying that she's glad to be done with ALDC and that Kalani was better than all the other girls. And a lot of the fans are making a big fuss about it, that they had some opinions and felt strongly about it. But I kind of thought, well... it's more of the same of what all goes on. And in the scene, Abby ended up saying she has higher standards for the other mothers than she does for Kira. She has no standards for Kira, she said.
Ooh.
So Abby wasn't disturbed by it, and I don't think any of you all should be either.
Right.
All right.
There you have it. And then also, you know, Maddie's new video with Sia came out.
Oh, yes.
As well. Big Girls Cry. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch it?
I haven't yet.
I did.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
Interesting.
It is very interesting because she...
Different, not...
She definitely, it's a lot of
facial. Yeah, it's a lot of facial.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was.
Choreography.
Like Vogue style?
I think, not Vogue style, but just very modern, like modern type of the modern style.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sia is just, this is her muse right now.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
I'm wondering what's going to happen when Maddie doesn't fit into her music videos or anything anymore.
Oh, she'll move on to something else and someone else, right?
Yeah,
this is like a phase.
Because you can't, as an artist, you can't keep giving people the same thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
True.
And you certainly
That's
think that would be a concern.
That's why this video was so different in that you didn't see her, like, full body going, around the screen. So, she definitely used her differently. And I don't think if this movie came out first, or if this video came out first, Tony, I don't think that people would have been as wowed by it. But now we're, like, we're into Maddie doing the Sia thing with the... Yeah.
My contact.
It's really interesting.
Okay.
Oh, Tony's having contact problems, guys.
Dry contacts.
Do we want to make any predictions?
The fans are saying that this will be the last video that Maddie does.
Oh, Sia, but see, I wouldn't doubt that because I almost think that would be that. Creatively
stifling
enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, you know, a good time to do something different. Yeah.
Tashonda said that she was bored with it.
With what?
With the video.
Video?
Oh, funny. All right, guys. I think that about wraps it up here.
Yeah.
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 Should we say goodbye to everybody?
I guess we have to. Yeah.
Goodbye to all of our 79 people who are watching.
Yay! Yeah.
Live with us. And shout out to
Flip 24.
Yes. Everyone who are in the chat room and chatting, and I've been watching closely. That's why during this video, if you've seen me like this,
it's not because he's bored.
Reading what you all are
I'm
saying.
Reading what everyone is saying.
Joseph Boza, Sarah McCluskey.
We love you guys interacting with us. We really appreciate it. We'll see you this week on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at J2Snyder.
Everybody, tweet me at Christy Reports, and please check out ChristyReports.com and on YouTube so you can see some of these crazy things I've been doing.
Cheekrest. Also, make sure you guys follow me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Lounging with Tony, or my website, LoungingWithTony.com.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Bye, everybody.
Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.